come back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
This is John Paul Cameron here at Buchanan High School, where I'm going to interview a man who used to be a student here a dozen years ago and has returned to teach a classroom full of underachieving students. Mr. Cotter, how do you feel?
Dynamite!
Years ago, Vice President Mr. Woodman was once your teacher at a social studies class. What did he say when he told him you were coming back to teach the new generation of sweat hogs social studies?
Please, mister, please.
And how did you respond back?
How sweet it is.
And on the first day of teaching a classroom full of sweat hogs, how did you greet them? And why did you choose to teach a new generation of sweat hogs? Mr. Cotter, what mode of transportation do you use to commute between work and home?
The Express. Express.
And what were the people in the Express doing most of the time during the commute? Mr. Cotter, you seem to be working out regularly. You sure do take a lot of advice from a man who once said that teachers make the difference. Is this true?
That's what the man said. So won't you listen to what the man said?
And Mr. Cotter, before I start talking to the sweat hogs, are there any last words you want to share with your former high school bullies? Let's go ahead and talk to the sweat hogs. Juan Epstein is up. Hey, Juan, what do some of your friends call you?
The Lowrider.
You're the toughest of all the sweat hogs. What kind of sport do you engage in?
Kung Fu fighting.
And when Mr. Cotter has to take sick leave, who do you want to be as your substitute teacher?
Sister Mary Elephant.
I am here with Vinny Barbarino. Barbarino, what mode of transportation do you ride in to get to school?
Roller coaster. Hello.
Say what?
And what do you do to attract girls?
Do the hustle. Do the hustle.
Does this always work for you?
Never believe it's not so. It's magic, you know.
And Barbarino, what are your plans for tonight? Barbarino, you recently acted in a school play making fun of a TV show you were a big fan of. What was the title of the play?
Star Trek.
Wait a minute. Is that Arnold Horshack that wants to speak to me? Horshack! 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 Calm down, calm down. Horshack, tell us, what does your name really mean?
Wasted days and wasted nights.
It sure does snow a lot here during the wintertime. You seem to be the smartest of all the sweat hogs. Tell us, what advice do you have to give to us?
Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
With me now is Freddie Boom Boom Washington. Freddie, I heard you play in a high school basketball team. Who's your favorite teammate?
Basketball Jones!
And when you shoot three-pointers, what do you feel like?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
And Freddie, when will you ever score a date with a girl you met from another class? I am here with another student, Hotsy Totsy. Hotsy, what do you tell a boy that you want him?
Sexy baby, good loving daddy. Ooh, let me be your rocking chair.
And what else do you say to him?
I love to love you, baby.
Some of you sweat hogs got into trouble. What was it that some of you brought to school?
Why would we?
Do you do that stuff anymore?
No.
You and the other sweathogs once got into a fight in the cafeteria and you wrecked the whole place. While in detention, what were you all forced to do? I am here at the vice principal's office to interview Mr. Woodman.
I'm king of all men and reign in front of them.
Mr. Woodman, after a hard week running the high school, what is it that you look forward to doing every weekend? And tell us how you like to party.
Yeah, I like to hear some funky tips and then dance a funky tone.
And what were some of the names of the guest tutors you had in school recently?
The Poetry Man, Jazz Man.
I like girls.
Vice President Woodman is answering the phone right now, and he's saying something to the caller. And despite all the problems you have with the sweat hogs, you just won't leave. Why do you stay here?
I never can say goodbye. No.
Mr. Woodman, any other advice?
You just listen to me.
Uh-oh, an alarm bell just went off.
Find your
We gotta end this interview right now and leave the building. This is John Paul Cameron returning you to your regularly scheduled programming.
Welcome back.